HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd. Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
One in five children face hunger every day. To combat the issue of child hunger, the Food Bank of Central Louisiana offers the Backpack Program and the Kids Cafe Program. The Backpack Program provides backpacks full of food every Friday for impoverished children when other resources aren't available. The Kids Cafe Program offers free meals to low-income children, as well as providing nutrition education and tutoring. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate child hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The bigger show. And
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas.
Yeah.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Thursday morning. You're just getting your morning started, 7:36 a.m. Central Standard, 8:36 Eastern. It's Thursday. We're winding down the week. And as always, we remind you about school buses, school kids, school zones. But before we do that, remember, minimally invasive image-guided specialists is who's sponsoring this segment of the OPT Network. They're making their patients better, faster, and it's their top priority. Also, Hixson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hixsonhasit.com, D.C.
Speaking of Ford. Well, you know Ford has the number one, their truck is the number one selling vehicle in America.
In America.
Among all vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, Ford has decided to take a bold new step, another leap for mankind in the trucking business.
Uh-huh.
They're not going to make their trucks out of steel anymore.
Hmm. What are they going to make them out of?
Aluminum.
Wow.
So the trucks are going to be, this is the 2014 F-150. It's going to be made out of aluminum. And it's going to be 700 pounds lighter.
Wow.
Okay. And it's going to get 20. It's going to be 20% better on fuel efficiency.
Wow.
So they are, you know, and of course, you know, Ford, you know, I mean, you know, it just happens to be one of our sponsors, you know, Hixson Ford. And, you know, we like to let our listeners know about this type of thing here. Ford was the only company, you know, they took that bold move when all the other car industries were taking bailout
mm-hmm,
money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ford decided not to take that bailout money. And right now, they're doing really, really well.
Isn't that so interesting? And, you know, what are they estimating? I think the sales are going to probably go through the roof.
Well, the pundits really don't know. They're saying, you know, Ford always takes bold new chances. And, you know, every time we talk to Dallas, he's telling us what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, nobody really knows how it's going to fare out. But, you know, anytime your engineers come up with something and you make it better,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's when people follow the leader. You know what I'm saying?
I know what
you're
saying.
You hear me?
I hear you.
Follow the leader. Follow the leader. Follow the bigger show. So that's what people do.
Kudos to Ford, right?
Get security.
Kudos to Ford.
Security.
And if you're looking, to purchase a Ford, Hixson Automotive, Hixson has it. You can go to their website, or you can just simply visit Hixson in Leesville, Monroe, or right here in Alexandria. It's a great morning, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely lovely.
It is a great, great morning. Also, we want to remind people that if you're looking for insurance, State Farm agent Rosa Fields is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas for all of your home, auto, and life insurance. Rosa Fields and her team are there to support you. The number 318-487-1881. And as you're getting the kids off to school, you're getting yourself there. As always, we remind you, school buses, school kids, school zones, you already know, they're in effect until 9 a.m. A lot of kids standing unattended at bus stops. I just got to remind you. Because every single morning, and I was talking to a parent, and we, of course, commute in. Every single morning, she and I were talking last night, we see something really insanely crazy that reminds us that we all need to be careful. In fact, if you're doing this, you need to try to stop. If you're texting and driving, if you're answering emails, whatever it is that you're doing that may distract you on the road, you've got to be careful. Simply because kids are not paying attention. Others may not be paying attention, so you've got to make sure that you stay on point for that as you're traveling in every single morning. And help our crossing guards, help our school bus drivers. Those guys and gals work really, really hard to make sure that they take care of our kids, keep our kids safe, and make sure that everything rolls properly in the morning. You know what? It's a great morning. We're super excited about our guest this morning. We're super excited about what's happening on the OPT Network. It's just getting bigger, bigger, and better. It's growing. And we're so excited about the possibilities. And as we were talking about getting here this, or talking on the way getting here this morning, we were expressing to our son something that we talk about on the show all the time, and that's possibility. And so as you're traveling in this morning, you got to remember, you got to impart those things into your kids that you're expecting from them. You got to make sure that you're having those conversations. You got to make sure that people, that your kids understand what we're expecting of them. We have to put it in. We have to tell them who they are. And so that is like one of the most important things that I hope that people are doing, especially as we're getting our kids up in the morning, getting them ready, getting them started, making sure we speak to them about possibility, make sure we tell them who they are and whose they are and what their gifts and talents are. And so as we switch gears this morning, this segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. If you're looking for a credit union, look no further than the credit union with a heart. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. And for you and your family, the number to phone for more information, 800-454-3730. Also, don't forget about the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. You can stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. Also, for any of their activities, everything that's going on in and around the parish, you can phone the tourism at 800-833-4195. That's the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Or if you're local, 318-964-2025. And don't forget about McDonald's. If you're traveling in, stop by McDonald's. Doesn't matter if it's in the morning, afternoon, doesn't matter what time of day it is, they've got free small coffee just to say thank you. And just to get, if you've never had a taste of their incredible coffee, this is a great opportunity. They're going to be doing it through the 19th. So don't forget, as you're traveling in, give yourself enough time to stop and get a great cup of coffee from McDonald's. Hey, everybody, it's 7:43. You're on point. And we're going to take a break, but we're back right after this.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union has the best Visa card in town. Check this out. An APR as low as 7.9%, and it's now earning reward points. That's right. Get the best Visa card in town today at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union at heartcu.org or 473-4562.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Latonja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by Latonja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tonja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tonja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tonja's at 318-346-4091.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, I'm hitting McDonald's for a coffee run. How do you take your coffee?
With an Egg White Delight McMuffin.
You take your coffee with an Egg White Delight.
What's coffee without breakfast?
Right. Okay, how about you, Joe?
One cream, one sugar, one Egg White Delight.
Uh-huh. John? Black. So you don't want an Egg White Delight? No.
I want two of them.
Monday the 13th through Sunday the 19th, enjoy a McDonald's fresh brewed Small McCafe coffee for free. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. No purchase necessary at participating McDonald's. A la carte only.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network, The Bigger Show.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Walks, I like the way she talks, and she turns me on with a special concern. Now I'm a different guy, and I don't compare to many. But next to her, I'm plain ordinary. Not many can see the light blue aura that surrounds the girl wherever in the world. She's a 9, a 10, a 20, 50. She's bittersweet and a taco treat. She's strange,
and I like it.
She's
strange,
just the
just the way she is.
Strange.
Walking down the avenue.
She's strange.
Always doing something new. She's the kind of person.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:50 a.m. Central Standard, 8:50 Eastern. Today is, it's Thursday in Louisiana. And for those of you that may not know and may not have seen the OPT Cruiser, we've got a huge map on the cruiser, and it's got dots from all parts of the country. And so I just have one question this morning, DC. Are we in the United States or are we outside of the United States today?
The bigger show is going outside, down under.
Outside.
And down under.
And down under. That would be Melbourne, Australia. And if you're not familiar with Melbourne, Australia, it's piping hot over there, and it's Friday morning. And let me introduce you to our guest. Her name is Elizabeth McKenzie. It's Friday there, not here, of course. Her name is Elizabeth McKenzie, and she's a professional marketing and life coach. She's a speech pathologist and a kinesiologist in training. She is the creator, however, of high-end private coaching programs and courses geared toward helping ambitious and successful women who seem like they've got it all figured out on the outside, but their heart is just not quite in it. Her ebook is Me, Myself, Me, My Highest Self, and 20 Ways to Skyrocket Your Relations with Yourself. McKenzie, all the way from Melbourne, Australia, down under, welcome to the OPT Network.
Hey. I love it that you call me McKenzie. What up, McKenzie?
What up, McKenzie? Her name is actually Elizabeth, but McKenzie is just so cool. It's like kind of two first names.
I know. I want to actually name my kid McKenzie. That's a bit weird, though.
So, Elizabeth, we understand that it is so hot right now in Australia. It hasn't been this hot in 100 years.
Yeah, it's pretty stinking hot. It's really hot.
So, McKenzie, now, for those people, those of us who have never been down under, what time of the year is it in Australia? What season are you guys in?
It's summer. Summer started at the start of December, but we had a really, really slow start. Like, it was hoodies all through December, pretty much. And it finally peaked, and it just went crazy. It was like, here we go. He's like five summer days rolled into one.
Wow. And so what are you doing to cool off?
Okay. I'm like the one of the weird ones that kind of just puts up with the heat. Like, I can just sit here and sweat it out and surrender and like be functioning. So I can't give you any advice in terms of how I cool off. I'm just like one of those weird people.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So McKenzie, we have followed your work. We have followed your writings, and we love, love, love that you have created this journey for yourself and other people to find what is really true self, true success, and finding one's true self. Let's talk about how you got on that journey.
Yeah, sure. So I guess, it's really hard to pinpoint exactly the moment that the journey really took off. But I knew back in 2009, there was a time when I was really unhappy. I was living out of alignment with my truth and with what I was supposed to be doing. And that made me really unhappy. I didn't know at the time. At the time, I was just like, well, this is life. I graduated. I graduated and was working in events and marketing, and I was making enough money. I was renting. It's like I didn't do anything wrong with my life. I just was at that point where I was like, is this it? Is this really it? Because I'm so completely unhappy. And I had a bit of a breakthrough in that me and my boyfriend at the time decided to go on a break. And that's kind of when I really realized that I was relying on everything and everyone else, all externally, for my happiness. And I remember having a moment where I just was surrendering to the moment, going, I just want to be happy. Like, it wasn't a really dramatic thing. It wasn't like, I want this, I want that, I want to be thinner, I want to be healthier. It was just so simple that I just wanted to be happy. And basically, a friend recommended that I go see a kinesiologist, mm-hmm. and I'd never heard of one before, and I didn't really know what they did. And for, I guess, anyone out there who doesn't know much about kinesiology, it's a natural therapy that relies on muscle monitoring, mm-hmm. And it's mixed in with traditional Chinese medicine, and it works off your energy and your body functions throughout the mind and the body. So it's kind of like a mind, body, spirit, energy system. So I kind of went to one of those sessions really, like, skeptical, but came out just knowing that this was my path to connecting back in with myself. And, yeah, I started realizing that from that realization where all my external, or everything that I was latching onto to make me happy, I was giving control over to, like, my job or my boyfriend or my friends, and I wasn't taking responsibility or coming back into myself where I have that control to say I can make myself happy, and that is my responsibility to make myself happy. And so it kind of became my, like, mission in life was to unravel all those layers that I put out there and that I put on top of me, my own happiness, and started peeling them back to then discover that I have that ability to be happy and I can control that.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it started the happiness journey.
And so you talked about there was a point in time, and I think that, you know, and we were talking before we went on the air, there's, you know, coming into a new year, 2014, people have different expectations. But really, when I started looking at your work and what you were reading and understanding your highest self and understanding self-truth, for most people, we never really stop to understand what that means for ourselves. How did you just shut it down and say, you know what, I need to get in touch with who I truly, really am?
How did I shut that down? I think for me, it was that moment where I remember I was in a session with my kinesiologist, and she kind of drew me a diagram, and she basically said that, see if I can explain this diagram. We are made up of, like, our hardware, which is, say, like, our body, mm-hmm. and our software, which is our mind, and, like, our soul and our spirit. And she's like, you're in your hardware and your software, you're in your mind and you're in your body, but you're totally disconnected from your spirit. So you're kind of not living. Mm. Like, if you would imagine it as a full triangle all connected, it was cut off. And so that kind of made me realize that while I was living in my body and I was using my mind on a daily basis, getting on with life, I wasn't connected to the thing that ties it all together.
Hmm. Wow. And so then once you make this connection, what happens?
So once you make this connection, you start to, well, you can recognize the kind of patterns that you're doing in your life that aren't serving you. Once you make that connection, all of a sudden you feel like you know what you want to do. You have this kind of motivation. I don't know what it was with me. Once I started connecting in, it took a while. It took 12 months for me to go through this process of allowing myself to understand where I've been and, like, forgive myself and from where I've been and all the things that I had done. And then by that process of acceptance and really accepting where I am right now, it was almost like starting a clean slate. Like, I didn't carry all that emotion of, I'm 29 and I haven't done this yet and I haven't done that yet and I wasted my life doing this and I wasted my time doing this and all that stuff that was in my head where I was living in my head and repeating these stories. But the ability to tap back into your soul and really accept who you are as a whole, that gives you so much more guidance to be able to go out there and then move forward with what your life purpose is and what your dreams are.
And so
that makes sense.
And then you started helping other people, other women, and I think it's probably true of many women who you look at them and you think that they have it all together and it looks like they do on the outside, but on the inside they really don't. How did you start tapping into that sort of, I guess, weakness that many people are feeling or have felt at some point?
So are you asking about how I got onto then helping people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I guess I started I started just writing on a blog initially, and I really wanted to share my journey with people, with women especially, because I know that it was more just I was maybe two steps ahead of where they were. And I was really focusing on just being like, okay, guys, I'm two steps ahead. Like, this is what I've used. This is what's been helpful. This is what I've learned. And I'm not, like, I have on my website, I'm not like a hippie guru. I'm nothing like that. I am you. I have just done two steps ahead of you. And it was really, I really came from a place where I really just wanted to support other women who were going through this journey, because I felt like, besides going to my kinesiologist, I didn't really have any support at all around me. My friends thought I was going really woo-woo and crazy and hippie, and they didn't understand what was going on. Uh-huh. And I was a bit like that too. I'm like, whoa, I am going really crazy hippie right now. Like, what the hell's going on? And so I created that a space where women could feel safe to explore that kind of side of them. So the blog started off in that sense. And then I kind of realized once me and my community became really comfortable talking about spirituality or talking about the journey, it was more about, okay, let's, like, how can we make this work in the real world, in the physical world that we live in, that we have to participate in the communities that we live in, like, we have to function. So how can we bring our spirituality down into the physical form, into the world, so we can go out there and participate in it and make it a really great life that we live.
Wow. And, you know, I just thought it was so unique and so real. And I've read many of the stories, many of the things that you have written in the Huffington Post, and just kind of followed your work. And I thought it was a conversation that we really all needed to have, probably with ourselves. And the fact that you put it out there, and I started thinking, you know, what does it really mean to be me, my highest self? You know, understanding your highest self and what that really means. And I think that as we go through life, many of us have never really thought about our highest self. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take a break here, Elizabeth, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the book, what that means, and how people get on the journey to starting right there. Hey, everybody, this segment is sponsored by Magnolia State Mortgage. It's where dreams come true. The ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage can help you with simply contacting them at 318-561-8020. Don't forget, it's tax time. Tanja's professional tax service can help you. She's been serving her community and surrounding areas for many, many years with great professionalism, fast service, accuracy, and reliable, profitable returns. All you've got to do is phone for more information, 318-4091, 318-346-4091. Also, Walker Automotive Group, when others won't, Walker will, serving Central Louisiana since 1919. We're going to take a break here, everybody. Stay with us. We're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you. I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you someone who needs to see a doctor, but you don't have medical insurance or Medicaid? If so, then we have help for you. The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured patients with minor injuries and illnesses. The clinic is conveniently located on Upper Third, next door to Rapids Regional and directly across from Health South. For more information, 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapids Regional Medical Center.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey everyone, it's Octavia Williams, and I've just released my new single, God Will Deliver.
God will deliver. Always one time left.
The story behind the song is it was written 8 years ago, and I believe that it has now come out at the right time, just for you and for me, to encourage someone and be an uplifting voice to someone. God will absolutely deliver us, whatever the situation might be, whatever you're going through. He is the deliverer, and just like he did it in the days of old, I promise you he will do it again for you and for me. I know you're gonna love this song. It's available right now on my Facebook page. Just click like Octavia, O-C-T-A-V-I-A. God will deliver. Pick up your copy today at Red River Music in Alexandria, Nugent Music and Audio in Pineville, and it's also available at iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 11 minutes after 8 a.m. Central Standard. It's 11 minutes after 9 Eastern. And if you're down under, if you're an Aussie, it's Friday morning. It's 11 minutes after 1 a.m. And our guest this morning is Elizabeth McKenzie. What an incredible, incredible woman she is. She writes for the Huffington Post. And her mission in life is really to help women to find their ambition and become successful, and not just what looks like success on the outside, but be totally complete and successful on the inside. And one time I can remember thinking, Elizabeth, that, you know what, I'm tired of just looking good on the outside to everybody else. I said to myself at one point, I don't want to just look good anymore. I want to truly be good. And you really have created a whole sort of movement and a business around that. And I want to talk about how we help people to find their truth and get past the fear of what that really looks like. And we were talking about asking women the question of if you're loving what you're doing. And you said what?
When I was asking my list, sorry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, when you were asking your list.
Yeah, so I got in touch with my crew who I email out from my website, and I was asking them, I'm like, hey, guys, I really want to know a little bit more about you. You know, what do? Do you love it or do you hate it? And what do you wish you were doing? And so many people replied back saying, yeah, I do X and I love it, but they still filled out the part that said, I wish I was doing something else. Mm-hmm. And I swear 90% of the people who wrote back all said that they loved what they were doing, and yet they still were wanting to do or wishing that their ultimate dream would be something completely different, like arts and crafts, but they're working in, you know, quantum physics or something like that. And it was just, it was just really interesting to see, because I really think it probably comes back to that whole not being in tune with ourselves and our truth, and really letting society and those external voices and external persuasive voices, like from the media or from our parents even, or from our partners and the people that say that you need to work in quantum physics because that's like what a really good job is for you to have, mm-hmm. when what you really do is it can tune out all those voices and start to listen to your own voice, you realize that you might really just want to be doing arts and crafts.
But, you know, for a lot of people, the fear of stepping into that thing is probably the most debilitating or suffocating thing that they can, you know, that they can do. And so this morning's conversation really surrounds, I think, helping people to find their true self and their truth. But now when you start on that journey, that's not an easy journey, is it?
No, not at all. It is confronting every step of the way. It will challenge every thought that you've ever had, because you're completely restructuring the way that you want to live your life. So everything that you've done leading up to there it's almost like you're a big contradiction. You're going to start feeling like you're a really big contradiction, because you've been doing one thing and all of a sudden there's kind of like a flip, like you have a little insight and you have a little spark inside you, and it starts changing ever so slightly the way you think about something, and that will just scare you to no end, because we're creatures of habit. What we do, what humans do, is that we do one thing, we do it over, and we do it over and over and over again until we become experts at it. So if you have to change your truth, not changing your truth, but if you're changing the way that you connect with yourself so you can uncover your truth and then go forth and bust through that fear, it means you have to recreate a whole new neural pathway in your brain to have that. And your whole brain's already going, no, this is the pathway that we've been doing for the last 20 years. We're like experts at this. Let's keep doing this because it's easy, because I know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it there is a part where you need to, it is like overriding your brain. And that is hard. It's changing any habit that you want to change. Quit smoking is like a pure example of it. And you've got nicotine that kind of fuels that expert neural pathway of yours that goes, oh, yeah, this is what we're good at. This is what we do. And I really, really like it. You know, for any type of habit that you want to change, and that includes reconnecting into yourself and then listening to your truth.
Wow. You know, you make that sound almost easy, but as you said, people who have been living it for so long, and I guess, and I keep saying I guess, but this conversation this morning is really to make people start to think about their own truth. And I know that, you know, as you were talking about those voices and those things that come at you, when you start to really peel back those layers and look at really who you are, and especially if you have not been living in truth, it's really, really hard to get there, to look at oneself and to accept oneself. And I think that's why the concept of, you know, me, my highest self, is the most important, one of the most important questions that we might all ask ourselves, not just in the new year, but right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you talk about 20 ways to skyrocket your relationship with yourself, let's talk about the first few ways that we can start to have a better relationship with ourselves.
Yeah, okay. So to have a better relationship with yourself, I think, and I really touched on this in the comparison article that I wrote,
okay.
But I think one of the big things is that we need to understand in terms of like that comparison and not being able to connect in back with ourselves, we need to understand like why is this happening? A lot of the stuff I learned when I was studying the science and the speech pathology and how to change someone through therapy is that the key to real change is awareness and insight. So where you have to start is to be aware that there's something's not quite right, aware that you're not feeling quite exactly where you want to be. You know you're not living your dream and you have that insight and awareness. You know, because, hey, went back in 2009, before I had that moment where I was like, I'm really unhappy and I just want to be happy, I had no awareness at all. I thought my life was great. You know, I was a bit, like, I thought it was fine. I was making money and I was going out and partying and life was fine, but I didn't have that awareness. So there was no way I was going to be able to change. So I guess the first step in reconnecting with yourself is having that insight and having that awareness that something's just not quite right. And it'll probably just be like that little feeling in your stomach when you're driving home from work and you're like, okay, really? My day's finished and this is it?
Uh-huh.
You know, and like having that, like hold on to that and use that as your awareness, and that's your key to like moving forward and making stuff happen because you've got that insight.
Mm-hmm. And for those people that are driving home or even for that matter, driving to work this morning and they don't quite feel right, you know, there's always that inherent fear or that fear that's within us that says, yeah, I like where I am. I'm making enough money. I've got a great house. I've got a great job.
Yeah.
You know, all those things that are exterior. And if I move into that thing that I really, really love, I don't know about that. You know, I don't know how that's going to work for me. And isn't that really what keeps people right where they are?
Yeah. And I really think that fear is really just tied into your brain becoming an expert at doing what it's doing. So, like, it's the fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and ways to get out of that is it's because we do think we future trip a lot, which means, you know, we think really, really, really far into the future. We don't think about that teeny tiny next step that we can take.
Mm.
You know, so it doesn't have to be, if you're working in quantum physics and you want to that, and your wish is to be in arts and crafts, I'm not saying go and put your job in quantum physics right. and all of a sudden you're going to have to figure out how to make pay the mortgage. It's really asking yourself, what is the teeniest, tiniest little step that I can do to get towards that? Hmm. So, you know, it could be, hey, I'm going to start making more arts and crafts first. Like, let's like really bring this passion out inside of me. And then what can you do after that? Maybe I can teach a friend. Maybe I'll start a blog about it. Maybe I can start a YouTube account about it. Mm-hmm. There's lots of little things that you can do to really crack open, you know, that dream and that passion slowly. Mm-hmm. So you're like nurturing your fear almost, because you know what? I have to tell you that everything you do when you live your dreams is terrifying. Mm. It's never going to go away. That fear is never going to go away. You have to feel the fear and do it anyway. Mm. So if you can practice feeling the fear and doing it anyway when you say, I'm dedicating 2 hours on a Sunday afternoon to do arts and crafts because I'm like, that's what I really want to do, then that's you learning to do what your life purpose is with the fear. And you got to do it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think you're absolutely right. Anytime you're living and doing something different, there's going to always be fear. And, you know, you can either...
Do you know how scared I was coming on the call today? Like, that was like, oh, my God, I wanted to, like, call and, like, cancel because I was, like, freaking out because I was, like, in the fear. And I was like, no, come on. Like, I have to feel the fear and do it anyway. I'm not immune to it. I'm not, like, I'm only someone who's a couple steps ahead. I still feel the fear and have to do it anyway because... That's where the goal is. That's where you like get your. That's where you get your rush, and you're like, yes, I am living on purpose and living exactly what I'm meant to be doing.
Oh, you're kidding.
No. and that is a real life example, Exhibit A, right here. Uh-huh. That you feel the fear and you do it anyway.
And you know, I think everybody does that. And you know, I love the article that you talked about. Stop comparing, and start living. And you know what? Every single morning that I wake up and I take the microphone, I have butterflies in my stomach. I have just apprehension, I you know, about how it's going to go. Is it going to be what God wants it to be for the people who are listening? And I think that that's just normal. And you look at other people and you think, oh, she's got it all together. But we're all really, we all have challenges. And when you can just be open and honest about that, I think that's when you can move past it. And I love what you wrote about, you know, stop comparing and start living. Too many of us are comparing and not living. Why did you decide to talk about that?
There has been a lot of buzz around comparison. I don't know, like in my kind of Australian blogging circles and the female entrepreneurs who are online trying to make their businesses happen, it just was popping up everywhere. There's even a term coined comparisonitis that's floating around, you know, someone who suffers from being comparison and they're completely just paralyzed in comparison. And, you know, there are so many articles about why we shouldn't compare. You know, it's like, no, don't compare because you're awesome and you're unique. And we all know it, like on that logical level, we know we shouldn't compare. But my article really wanted to go deeper into that, into the why. I really wanted to explore why we compare, because as I mentioned before, the key to real change is awareness. Mm-hmm. So if we could understand why we compare, why we do it, then we're going to be able to really implement all the changes and why everyone says it's really good for us to change. Mm-hmm. And I realized that the core of why we compare is because we just don't think we're good enough. And we seek we seek things externally to validate us. So we're giving our power away. And we're essentially giving all of our power away, and therefore we think we're not good enough. And when you can kind of get to that crux of it, you're not comparing yourself to someone because you want their life or you want their body. You are comparing yourself because you don't think you're good enough, and you've given away your power, and you're trying to have someone else validate you as a person.
Oh, Elizabeth.
You know, like we don't trust ourselves. We don't trust our inner voice. We're disconnected from ourselves, and we just give it all away to someone else. And that's when comparison really comes in. And by knowing that, I think gives us the power back to say, okay, now I can do the 5 steps to get back to living instead of comparing myself.
Wow. And so you really think it's about having others validate us? And how do you get past that, needing others' validation?
So I think, firstly, you know, as I said, if you're aware of it, it kind of almost takes the power a little bit out of it, because it's not something like a puppeteer working behind the scenes. Like, you actually know what's going on. But I think that what the first thing to do is, like, you're becoming aware of the messages that are bombarding you every day. So, and then tuning them out. Like, it's a practice thing. You gotta start practice tuning out some of the media or the advertising or your colleagues or your family members. You know, like, don't go on Instagram and look at all those FISPO things of, like, super thin people. If that's like tune it out first before. Because that will give you the basis to be able to then tap into your own voice. When you tune out all those other messages, it's almost like you've got your ears to now listen to yourself.
That's powerful.
You know? Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
No, I'm just basking in those truths. And, you know, really this morning am sitting in a place of just humility and the work that you've done and the truth that each and every one of us to be our best self and to live the life that God has created us to live and to tap into those gifts. All of this is essential. And we just want to thank you, Elizabeth, for getting up so very early on Friday morning in Australia and sharing your truths with us. And your highest self. And I want you to tell people how they can get your ebook, how they can connect with you, and how they can read your wonderful articles.
Yeah. So my website, my home on the internet, is over at www.yourhighestself.com.au. And there's a little tab on the webpage that says ebook that you can click on and just enter your email address and I send the ebook to you directly, and it's free. So people can get in contact that way. And, yeah, just come to the webpage, because there's links to the Huffington Post articles and there's links to Facebook if you want to hook up on Facebook or Twitter. So it's all there at www.yourhighestself.com.au. And I think it'd be really nice for me to just end on saying that it is our divine right to reconnect in with our truth and our inner voice, but it requires us to actively listen in first.
Say that last part one more time.
So it's our divine right to connect in with our truth and our inner voice, but it requires us to actively listen in first.
That's powerful. You're absolutely right. And you know what? Again, Elizabeth, we want to thank you so much for sharing yourself, your truths, and really making us all, I think, consider some things about ourselves, but most importantly, understanding that to be the best that we all can be, we have to believe in ourselves and we have to believe in the power that is greater than ourselves to be able to manifest that.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, thank you so much for getting up just so incredibly early
thank
the
you.
Next day down under and for spending what we can
I'm from the future.
Are you punch drunk this morning, Elizabeth? Have you had some libations this morning already?
No, I've been sculling water. I wish I could have anything else. It's that hot.
Elizabeth, thank you so much, and we'll look forward to connecting again very soon in the future.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. Remember, you can get free coffee at McDonald's this morning through the 19th. Also, Davis One Stop, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is in the heart of Cheneyville. Hey, everybody, it's 8:29 a.m. Central Standard, 9:29 Eastern. We're going to take a break here, but we're back right after this.
Do you believe? Talking to you.
Legacy Floral Designs is committed to offering Pineville, Alexandria, and surrounding areas with only the finest floral arrangements and gifts, backed by service that is professional, friendly, and prompt. Because all of our customers are important, our staff is dedicated to making your experience a pleasant one. That's why we always go the extra mile to make your floral gift perfect. Legacy Floral Designs specializes in tropicals with a large inventory of fresh flowers, plants, European dish gardens, contemporary and traditional arrangements for every occasion, plus gift baskets. Legacy Floral Designs wants to be your first choice for flowers. Legacy Floral Designs, 2975 Highway 28 East in Pineville, or 318-321-1991.
Legacy Floral Design is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, I'm hitting McDonald's for a coffee run. How do you take your coffee?
With an Egg White Delight McMuffin.
You take your coffee with an Egg White Delight.
What's coffee without breakfast?
Right. Okay, how about you, Joe?
One cream, one sugar, one Egg White Delight.
Uh-huh. John? Black. So you don't want an Egg White Delight? No.
I want two of them.
Monday the 13th through Sunday the 19th, enjoy a McDonald's Fresh Brewed Small McCafe coffee for free. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. No purchase necessary at participating McDonald's. A la carte only.
McDonald's of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network, The Bigger Show.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
don't want to hear you, you just don't dance.
Hey, y'all, and good morning. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:39 a.m. Central Standard, 9:39 Eastern, and it is really, really early in Australia. We want to say a special thank you once again to our guest, Elizabeth McKenzie. What a great sport, calling from down under, talking about your highest self, understanding the truth about yourself and what that really means to connect with that. This morning, as you're traveling in, we want to send a big, big good morning. Special shout out to Miss Johnny Marks. We know she's probably on the highway traveling into the Twin Cities right now as we speak, DC. Probably getting somewhere right now as we speak. Miss Johnny is the owner of McDonald's in Pineville. We want to remind you, as you're traveling in, don't forget about your free Small McCafe, compliments of McDonald's throughout Central Louisiana. And you know, I just want to say Ms. Johnny is an incredible, incredible woman, and we appreciate her so much, DC. And you know what? We just thank you, Ms. Johnny, if you're listening, for all of your support and for just being there. It means so much to us. Thank all of you for spending your mornings with us. You know, we don't take that for granted. And one of the things that we have been focusing on is making sure that we really sow into and pour into people living their dreams and finding out what it is that you're truly here to do. And we understand that for some people, it's kind of an easy job. For other people, it's a tough challenge. And a lot of people are still trying to get there, trying to figure out this thing called life and where you're supposed to be in this thing called life. And, you know, we want to continue to bring more people in, just ordinary people that are doing extraordinary things and living their dreams and not saying, I'm happy with, but. And I think anytime you have to add that but, I'm happy, but, then it bears looking at your soul and looking at yourself. And as Elizabeth said, making sure that that triangle connects, making sure that our spirits and our souls are connected with what God has for us and his plan for our lives. And as I was saying at the top of the show, or trying to say at the top of the show, you know, we have to not only tell ourselves that, but we've got to tell our kids that. And you don't want to wait until our kids get to be adults before we start speaking into their lives and finding out what they're gifted at and finding out what they're talented at and telling them who they are and whose they are and really, really formulating the next generation. And one of the things that DC, you were sharing with young David Christmas this morning as we were traveling in and conversating. We were talking about the courage it takes to finish. The courage it takes to finish, DC. And you were saying that we really have to make this impartation, and you were making that very, very profoundly into young David's life this morning. And I thought that the conversation really bore sharing with our listeners. Talk about what you were talking about, finishing.
Well, yes, I was letting him know that, you know, anybody can kind of go along to try to get along and to get by. But, mm-hmm. you know, to finish strong, you know, it takes courage to finish, and it's a calculated behavior. You know, you have to know that as you get to the end of anything that you're doing, it's going to get harder as you get to the end, but you have to learn how to press in and press through to finish.
Mm. And you were telling him about going up the hill.
Absolutely. A lot of people are doing a lot of things in life, and they get right up to the top. And right as they're about to have the breakthrough or go over the top, they stop and give up, and they roll back down the hill.
Mm.
And that's the analogy that I was using with him. You don't want to get right up to the top of the hill, and you've done all this work,
mm-hmm.
and now you get right up to the top of the hill, and instead of pressing in, just like a long-distance runner, you know, give it all you got at the end, because at the end you're going to be able to rest.
Mm.
You know, you can rest when you finish.
Mm.
Keep going and keep driving and pressing in until you get your breakthrough. Or whatever the end is, you have to take it through to the end.
Mm, that's powerful. And I felt that this morning, and I felt it again, and I believe that that word is for somebody. It takes courage to finish. And anybody can quit, right?
Absolutely. Anybody can quit or copy.
Quit or copy.
Yeah, you know, you got these, you know, that I want something somebody else has.
Well, you know, this is just what Elizabeth was talking about. She said, stop comparing.
Right.
Stop copying and start living. And sometimes, DC, we copy and compare so much that we forget to live.
Well, you know, what I'm doing is as I see, you know, because we've got a copier who follows us, do everything we do. So basically what I do is I'm setting traps for that, and I see it's working. And what you're going to see is, you know how a teacher set up a person who copies off people's paper, after a while they start copying the name too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's the equivalent of what this idiot is about to do.
You're a mess. You're a mess.
I love it though. No creativity. I just copy. I dupe it. You know, basically. You know, but at any rate, you know, that's what we're trying to teach Deuce, is how to be creative, how to reach down within yourself and find your authentic self. And that's how you're going to be the best you can be.
And not,
you know, just
follow
to look
others,
around,
right,
and see what someone else is doing,
mm-hmm,
and do what they're doing, and you don't even know why they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You're just doing it because you think it looks good, you know. And sometimes, you know, you have a man who will try to copy a woman and don't really realize that you look like a little, you know,
mm-hmm,
the rest.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you were telling him something very important about copying and following.
Oh, yeah, you can't be unless you're just a natural born follower. Then I understand that, because you're out of your place, and so you follow to try to keep up. You know, leaders create new and innovative ways to do things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what leading is, and that's what we were saying about Ford this morning. You know, and a caller called and said that the Ford truck, because he understands that the Ford truck is the number one selling truck, but it's only by 100,000.
Is that what the caller said?
Yeah,
he said that
the body is going to be made by aluminum, but the frame is still going to be steel. All I know is it's 700 pounds lighter, and Ford is the first people doing it. And you're going to be able to pick one up right there at Hicks and Ford.
Absolutely.
Proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network, The Bigger Show.
I love that. You know what? I think that that's just a great word for the morning, DC. Being able to finish. And understanding where you are in the spectrum of this thing called life.
Staying alive.
Stop comparing. Start living, as Elizabeth McKenzie said in her article. This segment, everybody, is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team, you can reach them in Bunkie, 318-346-2540. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Hospital. State Farm agent Kyle Wolf in Avoyelles Parish, the number for home, auto, and life in Avoyelles and surrounding areas, 318-346-6695. Don't forget about Get Wired Communications. That's Jeremy Clary and his team. DC, they've got so much stuff.
Yeah.
Every time we visit Jeremy and his team at Get Wired Communications, they've got something else new.
Absolutely. Now what he's doing is he's going to have it set up to where I can watch live TV from my Note 3.
Wow.
So all of us, me, you, and little young Deuce Christmas, have Note phones. So we're going to be able to go right into our phones and log into our live TV. Plus, we can record shows, all types of things. I'm going to tell you, it's hot.
It is hot. And for more information on how you can get HD plus TV on your phone if you need it or want it, the best internet, the best channels, but bigger than that, best savings. 318-767-2220. Hey, everybody, it's 848 now. Eastern, 848 Central, 948 Eastern, and you're on point. Stay with us, everybody. We're back after this.
Breaking and everybody shaking. Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
If you are a Huey P. Long Medical Center patient, you will have a new choice beginning December 2nd.
Christus St. Francis Cabrini Hospital will operate an urgent care clinic 7 days a week for walk-in visits. You can also make an appointment to see a primary care doctor or a specialist by calling 318-448-6800. The clinic is located on Masonic Drive, across from Cabrini in Alexandria. That number again, 318-448-6800.
Christus St. Francis Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network.
The bigger show.
Oh, yeah. It's Thursday, everybody, January 16th. It's 8:57. We're almost at the top of the hour. We know that you're probably almost there. Remember, just a few more minutes, those school zones are going to be in effect. Just a few more minutes. Give yourself enough time to slow down going through those school zones. You know, as we continue on the morning, it's all about finding what you're gifted to do. Living your dreams, coming out of that. And I love what Elizabeth said, that sometimes it doesn't have to be big, big strides. Sometimes they can be just small strides, DC.
Just remember this, Carlette. I just got one phrase for the people out there today.
And what is that?
God will deliver.
God will deliver. And what? Always on?
He's always on time.
Absolutely. And our next guest, no stranger to the OPT Network, I believe is moving into the realm of living her dreams. And, you know, taking those steps. And 14, hopefully, is a year of difference, change, but really finding the truth about yourself. And I'm going to tell you, and I've been telling you guys for a long time, I've been on that quest. It is tough. But you know what? When you peel back those layers and you get to truth, that's when great things start to happen. That's when you start to feel free, you start to live your dreams, and you start doing that thing in the earth realm that you're meant to do. And I love what else Elizabeth said. She said, you know what? We look at living our dreams and happiness, and I'm paraphrasing here, as something that is needed for the future. We look at that in future tense. We don't look at that in present tense. And so I want to challenge you this morning, start looking at living your dreams in the present, not waiting for the next thing to happen, but being happy right where you are right now. And this morning, We're going to talk to another person that's living in their dream.
Living.
Living it, loving it, and doing one of the things that God has put her here to do. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to that person that you already know. This segment, however, is sponsored by the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Don't forget, it's tax time. Tonja's Professional Tax Service can help you in Bunkie and surrounding areas. 318-346